Salesforce Data Cloud allows you to include related attributes during activation to Marketing Cloud. Related attributes are tied to data model objects, DMOs, that have a 1:N relationship with the object used for segmentation. An example of related attributes would be where the individual used for segmentation is the individual, and purchase history could be the related DMO as it would have many rows of purchase history per individual. Image showing 1:N relationship. When these related attributes are activated from Data Cloud to Marketing Cloud, the related attributes are stored in a single field in the activated data extension as JSON. While the AMP script function build row set function allows you to parse the JSON in an email, there isn't an easy way to parse the JSON into relational data so that it can be used to drive decision splits in Marketing Cloud Journey Builder. The following blog post will walk through how to use SSJS in Automation Studio to parse the JSON and insert it into Marketing Cloud data extensions as columns. Steps to ingest and parse JSON data. The next section walks through how you can parse JSON that you receive in a data extension from an activation in Data Cloud using a script activity in Marketing Cloud's Automation Studio. The JSON is parsed and populated into a data extension as columns that can then be used in Journey Builder. Step 1, create an activation from Data Cloud with related attributes to Marketing Cloud. Let's assume that we have activated a segment from Data Cloud to Marketing Cloud with the following attributes. Attribute name type individual ID direct financial account type related name related open date related close date related financial account status related email address direct. This is what the activation will look like in Data Cloud. Image showing activation from Data Cloud with related attributes included. Step 2, data extension with related attributes is created in Marketing Cloud. The activation will then create a shared data extension in Marketing Cloud under Customer 360 segments with the related attributes as JSON when completed. The image below shows how the structure of the data extension will look. Note that the direct attributes show up as individual columns, but the related attributes are in one column called Financial Account. Image showing the structure of the data extension in Marketing Cloud. When you look at the data in the data extension, this is what the data containing JSON looks like. Image showing the data in a data extension with a raw JSON in a column. This is what one row of JSON data containing related attributes looks like. Open. Date, May 16, 2003. Close date. Null. Name, E-Trade. Financial account type, brokerage. Financial account status. Open date, September 27, 2011, close date, null, name, Vanguard 401B, financial account type, 401B, financial account status, open. Step 3, parse data using SSJS in Automation Studio. Our goal is to parse the JSON and insert the parsed data into separate columns in a data extension, so that it can be used to drive decision splits in Journey Builder. We will be using Automation Studio and SSJS to do this. First, create a data extension in Marketing Cloud with specific columns to store the parsed data. It is important to create it in another folder because the script mentioned in the next step will not work in the same folder. Image showing a data extension with all the columns defined. Next, create a new scheduled automation with a script activity. This SSJS activity will parse and insert the data into the data extension. Use the following code to parse the JSON and insert it into the data extension you created in the previous step. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Note, the script above was created for demonstration purposes. Depending on the volume of records, it will be necessary to improve it to avoid any timeouts in the process. The ID field was also changed to avoid duplicate keys. Now, run the automation. Once it's completed, this is what the data extension output will look like after the JSON column has been parsed into individual columns. Image showing the data extension in Marketing Cloud with individual columns of data. Step 4, use the new data extension in Journey Builder. The data extension can then be used as entry criteria in Journey Builder, and the parsed columns can be used to drive decision splits in Journey Builder as in the example below. Image of a journey in Marketing Cloud with a decision split. Conclusion. This blog post showcases a creative and effective method for converting JSON into relational data, overcoming the constraints of native Marketing Cloud functions. It features a practical solution utilizing SSJS in Automation Studio. By parsing the JSON and inserting it into data extensions as columns, marketers can fully leverage the depth of data available through Salesforce Data Cloud, thus driving more nuanced and effective customer journeys. Resources. Trailhead, build the data strategy for Data Cloud. Trailhead, Marketing Cloud Engagement Data Management. Trailhead, Marketing Cloud Engagement Programmatic Languages. Trailhead, Data Cloud Segmentation and Activation. About the authors. Gina Nichols is a director on the Salesforce Data Cloud product team. She has a background as an architect working with some of Salesforce's enterprise customers in the MarTech space. She is also a co-author of the award-winning Transform the Consumer Experience Customer 360 Guide, which won an award of merit at the STC Chicago competition. You can follow her on LinkedIn. Marcelo Galveo is a distinguished enterprise architect based in Sao Paulo. He has a background as an architect working with some of Salesforce's enterprise customers on complex projects. He is passionate about transforming customers' needs using Salesforce technology. You can follow him on LinkedIn.